Florida. I'm here with Matt Boychuk out of Syracuse. Good to have you on. So we're here to talk about that new surf coaster coming out of SeaWorld Orlando. What do you got to hear about? And I got some music we're going to be playing. We're now live in Orlando, Florida. Welcome to Theme Park News Network. This is your host, Frank Ruggieri. Welcome to Orlando, Florida. We're the theme park capital of the world. What the heck, Sean? I'm gonna get you off. We have to let you go, man. I gotta report this guy. Gotta block him. He's a perv. We're here at Theme Park News Network. We don't do that. Sorry, sir. And we got to talk about Orlando, Florida here tonight. We got to talk about Universe SeaWorld Orlando tonight. I'm going to see if Tyler is available. I'm going to add you to him to another call. It's like 9 o'clock their time, so let me see if Tyler Winneck is available on the phone. I'm going to call Tyler here on a group call. Sorry, Tyler, I can't do that. Whoop, that was a mistake. I didn't call Tyler. It was just... Hello? Matt? Okay, I'm here. All right, let's talk about the theme park news. So, what do you got to think about Universal coming up in a few weeks? Me too, man. Me too. I am psyched for VelociCoaster. Yes, sir. I'm ready for that too, man. So, what do you got to say about the news going on in Orlando, Florida with that unfortunate removal of that new Orlando free fall? Somebody passed away on that ride, so.
Yeah, I did hear about the accident. It's extremely unfortunate.
It is so unfortunate. It was 300 plus feet high, and it was one of the biggest drop towers in the world, and something had to happen. It was bound to happen, you know.
I feel the same way about that as I do about Top Thrill closing down.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. So unfortunate, man.
Yeah.
That is unfortunate with our news here. We got allowing call-ins. Call in to Theme Park News Network and you to, never mind, that's not a good idea. I don't know who's on here. Right. I just got somebody named, it is not appropriate. I cannot say that. Guess what he said? It would be explicit. It's just, I can't say it. It's so stupid. But we got a few guests coming in. We got a few listeners. Thanks for coming on. That's crazy. We got some more listeners. 3 total listeners live here in Orlando, Florida. This is crazy. And we're in the news business, so we act more professional than any other theme park news channel in this park, situation. So, yeah, that's crazy. I am glad to have theme park guests. And it's just a blessing to have listeners like you here on the newsroom. So, it's I just messed with the moderating system. And it's just a blessing to have y'all on. It's good to have you, Matt.
Thank you.
So, what do you got to say about the theme park news going on right now? I am looking at a few stories about a few people. Why is my things messed up? It's just awesome that we have so much community and so much love in this amusement park community right now. I'm glad there is so much great people. And good outweighs the bad in this theme park world at Theme Park News Network. And I want to have more listeners like you guys out here. And I got Matt Boyd. Matt, you just joined. Hello. We're just thinking that the Theme Park News Network thing is more pertinent than it's on talk radio or any of that going on right now. What do you gotta think about Top Thrill Dragster the removal of Top Thrill Dragster? Yeah. Yeah.
I'm actually really disappointed because I have a lot of those fond memories of that ride.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the roller coaster that made me overcome my fears of roller coasters.
Yeah, it's so unfortunate. And we wish.
It makes me really sad every time I hear about it because there's so much there for me.
And Matt, did I tell you this? They stopped deconstructing. I saw that. I heard about that. It's looking like it's abandoning.
Another update that I heard about the dragster stuff is the ship, the track pieces to another place.
They're going to probably relocate it to Europe.
That's what people are saying.
That's going to be in Europe, and that's just my opinion. Or they're going to bring back Dragster to Cedar Point, and they're going to do an LSLM. That's why I'm going to think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Sorry, Matt. You saw the comment there? I try to get that Tommet off, but it's not working. That's why I'm trying not to tell him. That's why I couldn't say it. Right? Yeah, I don't like it. I'm trying to get some cheering noise here. Let me try to click on it. What the heck? Oh, that's weird. It's not letting me. I have audio effects here. It's awesome to have you, Matt. He's gonna be here for a little while on our podcast here tonight. And here at Theme Park News Network, we got a deliver the news, deliver the correct facts. The facts are the most important thing, right, Matt?
Yeah.
We need to be straightforward with these guests and these co-hosts or somebody. And I'm thinking, personally, this will be the inaugural episode of the theme park show. And I'm just so found one of my last podcasts was Coasters and Football. As you remember, you produced that. It's happy to have you back.
Thank you.
And Tyler, he's not on tonight. He was my co-host at one point for about 6 months on this very, very popular podcast. That was like people from Germany. It was crazy.
I'm going to send the Zoom link to Zach.
Who?
Zach.
Zach Poo. What is he doing? He's live?
Yeah.
Have him come on. Get Zach right now. Can you share the link I sent to your email and send it to Zach and see if he's available? Ooh-wee. That's going to be quite a one if Zach is able to come on, because this would be... I'm going to bring some football into this. You hear about that running back, Christian McCaffrey, going to the Niners. Wow. That is like, that's not the best fit for the 49ers. They have the one of the best running backs, but at the same time, they should at least kept Deebo Samuel in there. Come on. Come on, man. And it's just personally, I love the Rams. The Rams are the offense of the future. I'm not being biased because I'm a Rams fan, but for 3 carries, 50 yards a game, that's not going to cut it for Cam Akers. I'm glad he's getting traded because he's not the team's answer for running backs. We got Darrell Henderson. We got all these great running backs, and we got Cam Akers that just denounces the whole entire team. It's just, he's poison. I'm talking sports here and football on theme park, the theme park show, just to make it a little interesting. I would like to have theme park. Is theme park guys available? Did he text you back? I'm going to text him. I want to see if he's available for a podcast. At least to share this. You send him the email link I sent to him? You got the sent the email link to him.
Okay.
Hey. Zach. Are you available for a quick live stream for theme park show pop in on my podcast? I just see if he wants to pop in.
Okay.
I just asked. Total of 6 people has been on this podcast. Wow. Wow.
Nice.
I'm getting guests because I'm interesting. Do you remember that person that wants to change a Super Bowl from Sunday to Saturday? You know that's me, right? Yeah, that's me. I'm Frank Ruggieri here. And if you want to go to my change.org petition, go sign it at change.org/Frank Ruggieri. Change the Super Bowl to Saturday. Well, if you sign my petition, you will be welcome to come on, as well as the theme park community wants to join us on a special in a few weeks. When me and Matt meet together in Orlando, Florida for the studio, both on interview and studio, and he's going to be our co-host for a day. He's going to be a co-host for the day. And we're going to have good guests. I want to see if Zach wants to come on, Marina, or any of them. I want to see. If you're hearing this right now, Logan Joyner, you better you better think about it. You should come on. We'd love to have you. We'd love to have Logan on. Jeff and whoever. But he would never come on. That's the biggest problem. He gets thousands of requests for podcasts and he never comes on. He's the hardest person to get a podcast in. Then, just like the president of the United States, for crying out loud. He's tighter than a drum. I'm just a theme park enthusiast. Let's get into Velocicoaster's lineup. We're going to ride Velocicoaster. We're going to ride the Hulk. And we're going to ride that Hulk. Like, it's screaming right now. It's hauling. I've ridden it. It's hauling. It is hauling for sure. That is the best ride I ever had in my life. And let me see. Did Zach text you back? He probably is busy, though. Let's see if he's probably really busy. He works at Disney, for crying out loud. We should surprise and go to the front gate and see if he'll give us free tickets. That would be funny, right? I know somebody that works at Disney. You know there, right? My dad's, like, my dad's friend, he's a big fan. Big, he doesn't even want to go to Disney anymore. Here is that funny or what? Sounds like we're in heaven. Good. Halloween Horror Nights is coming to an Universal New Year. That was funny, right? Right, Matt? Was that funny? You hear what I did?
No.
Oh, man. What did I just do? It sounds like a church or something. All right, let me see what's going on. What's going on? Ooh, the view. That was close. Matt? Hello? Yeah. You there? That's good. Yeah. We're 17 minutes into this interview. They'll get you back to Orlando, Florida. You're going to ride Velocicoaster. And you're going to ride one of the best roller coasters in America. How do you feel you're going to ride Velocicoaster? Are you going to scream or are you going to put your hands up?
Hands up on the way.
Oh, God. You know me. I hold on my dear life.
Yeah.
That's like the GP part of me. I am not GP. If you're GP, get off. I'm just kidding. Remember Tyler? Remember he used to say that on his live streams? If you're GP, get off like that. It's funnier than heck, though. If you find yourself in the Theme Park News Network business, if you ever get the Theme Park News Network here, if you listen to this, you're in luck today. You're in luck because this is an interesting episode of the news. You're listening to the news here at Theme Park News Network. And you listen to the news for sure. And here's some of that. What did I just do? You're listening to the news here at Theme Park News Network. Let me get to the Theme Park News Network site. Theme park wise. I'm typing it in. And we have some breaking news. Out of SeaWorld Orlando. And Walt Disney World pass holders file a lawsuit over theme park reservation system and park hopping. And that's according to Fox 35 Orlando in Orlando, Florida. They claim they weren't getting their money for the most money that they get at the park. They filed in Florida federal court today. According to the lawsuit, EKMNP post purchase premium passes that did not have blackout dates, and they got treated if there were blackout dates, and the reservation only temporarily ended once the system for pre-pandemic by restricting access to the park of the Disney affected leave modified the Platinum Pass holders and the Platinum Passes to agree to new agreement. It's not no meaningful alternative the law to states. The pass holders challenged the limit of the park hopping and the feature that allows guests to multiple parks in the same day. Your Disney's at wrong here. Disney needs to figure something out or they're going to lose a lot of money. They're in wrong here. That's my opinion. Disney's in the wrong. And I side with the people that just sued the Disney World. I'm siding with this. Are you with Matt? Are you going to side with them? That's the facts here. They filed a lawsuit and they're able to. Okay, there is a Carowind has made an operating schedule change. It's one of the year-round at Carowinds in Charlotte, North Carolina. Wow. That's going to be operating year-round with King's Dominion. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine going like in February or March? Riding Fury in Charlotte, North Carolina? The weather's so cold. Do you agree with that? Matt? Hello? You hear me? You there, buddy? Do you hear about that? You there? Hello? Matthew? Oh, man. Just lost my guest. Is that crazy or what? That's okay. You hear about Carowinds changing their operating schedule to February, March, and April, and May, and throughout the year-round schedule?
Yes.
That is awesome.
I know, right?
It's going to be crazy riding Fury in the winter.
Yeah.
I hope it's open then. People are just going there to ride Fury, and that's opinion.
Yeah.
That is a fact. Why would people just... It's supposed to be open in the summer. It's a theme park. Why is it open during year-round?
Yeah.
It's crazy. How would they keep a park open that long? With the freezing winter, things can go wrong at a park if it's under 32 degrees.
Zach just replied...
Oh, yeah, tonight he's at Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That's fine. I wasn't expecting him anyway. Okay. That is horrendous how Carowinds wants to do that.
Yeah.
Is that not right? That's a crazy episode today at Theme Park News, not at Theme Park Show. And we're under 25 minutes here in the park. We're at almost 25 minutes here. The total episode. This is like the craziest episode we've had. And this is the longest episode I ever done for a podcast. It's supposed to be 25 minutes total for an interview. And I wanted to bring some people on. But I don't know about producing this. But at the same time, the newsroom here at Theme Park News Network, at Theme Park Show, it's good to have you on.
Thanks.
Okay. We're going to end the episode with a quote. Life is a roller coaster. It has your ups and downs. And that's my, it's quoted by a great man named Frank Ruggeri that written a book about my life. It's out on Amazon. If you want to listen and read to it, it's on Amazon.com. So it's Life is a Roller Coaster by Frankie Ruggeri. If you find yourself in the bookstore, online, go to my book. This is Theme Park News Network, and thank you, and you have a blessed night. Oops.